SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Mikhailo Mudryk's strike on the 84th minute of Ukraine's playoff match against Iceland provided them a 2-1 win and one of the final spots for the Euro 2024. It was a goal that brought a perfect end to a journey that started almost 2 years ago in Dublin and the group stages of the UEFA Nations League. In his post-match press conference, Ukrainian coach Sergei Rebrov has stressed the importance of the win for the people of the war-torn nation.
I think it's definitely a very important win for all of us, for our country, for our players, and I'm personally very pleased for the players because these two games was very narrow, very difficult, and of course before the games, after the game, we are telling all this win is for our supporters, for our country, for our people, for our soldiers who is now protecting our freedom. In this case, I think everybody understands how important this win now.
Ukraine's come-from-behind win against Iceland comes only a few days after the most recent success in Bosnia with the same score and their two goals being scored in the last 5 minutes of the match. Their qualification to the Euro 2024 finals has caused celebrations across a country that has been marred by misery in the last couple of years. The team has been forced to play the majority of their home games in Poland due to Russia's ongoing invasion of their homeland. Following the referee's final whistle, people have expressed their excitement for the win.
It's a really was emotional moment. It's impossible, really. I believe it, but we are in Europe.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a post on social platform X, formerly Twitter, congratulating Ukraine's players on their success. Mr. Zelensky has thanked the players for their efforts and says they have proven that whenever Ukrainians face difficulties but do not give up and continue to fight, Ukrainians certainly win. People in the city of Slovyansk in Ukraine's east celebrated the team's success. One of the local residents, Yulia, says the win makes her feel pride for her country.
Proud, respect and the success of our country brings me good feelings. In this kind of way, others may see that there is something else about Ukraine as well, not only a war. I feel proud.
Another of the locals, named Roman, says the Ukrainian players put on a great performance throughout the 90 minutes.
The guys were good at the beginning, they were looking around. Then in the second half we began to advance and the second goal was noticeable. That was great. We qualified, we will cheer for them, let them enjoy the win. Ukrainian wins bring up our mood.
The win was also celebrated in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, with people of all ages expressing their joy at the national team's qualification. A Ukrainian soldier named Dmitro has expressed his confidence that his nation will do well in the Euro 2024 finals.
We are finally in the Euros, very satisfied. This is actually a direct victory in such a difficult time for the country. We're sure that our national team will show a good result at the Euros. Very pleased that they're in the Euros.
Ukraine were one of three teams to secure the final spots for the European Championship set to begin in Germany on June 15. The other two who made it through were Poland, who beat Wales 5-4 on a penalty shootout, and Georgia, who advanced over Greece and will debut in the final stages of a European tournament. Alex Anifantis, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.